Hi, and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm super passionate about moving and thinking. On this show, we are going to dive into all things health, fitness, personal development, lifestyle, and political, sociocultural. I've always been fascinated by people, and I love learning from the experiences and stories of others. This has been a treat for me, and I hope this is enjoyable and useful for you. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or any way that I can make this a better experience for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello, welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I am joined today by Clay Clark and Jay Dyer. You probably recognize them both. I think you are both my most frequented guests, actually, and two of my favorites as well. So yeah, so it's awesome to have you both meet. And I think this is going to be a really great conversation because you both have such incredible, extensive knowledge about the technocratic takeover that we are currently experiencing. Of course, Jay comes from reading their texts and the historical context, and Clay does this fantastic job of grabbing all of these clips in their own words that are just incontrovertible because they're saying so themselves. So all the things that just seem completely unbelievable, you just watch and they tell you exactly what they're saying, what they're doing. So you really can't argue. So how are you both doing today?
I'm fired up to learn something from Jay today. I'm fired up.
Awesome. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. I think this is a third podcast today. So
yeah, I have three today as well. So yeah, we're
always podcasting, aren't we?
Yeah.
But yeah, so. It's great to be here with you, and great to finally meet Clay and then chat with you guys.
Awesome. So yeah, so I think we were going to start with covering the CBDCs and where we're at now with them, because I know we've covered how Biden did sign an executive order 14067 on March 9th, and it went into effect on December 13th of last year. So this puts the CBDCs really kind of at the forefront of reality, no longer just a looming kind of theoretical that a lot of people think. So we're really up against them, and it's going to be really interesting to hear what you bring, what your thoughts are, and what your you think we are.
I'm going to play this brief clip here. Great. And I'd love to get Jay's take on it, but I want to describe this briefly. I believe that America, figuratively speaking, would be like a blind man walking in a gray. I mean, the blind man, he's chewing gum. He's got some kind of ear pods in. He's listening to some great music, and he's got kind of the he's feeling good. He's hearing some good stuff. I mean, he's got some good music of his choosing. But he's walking, he's having a good time. He's a blind man, but he's got great hearing, great noise canceling headphones on. He's chewing his favorite gum. Things are great. The weather's great. He's in San Diego. And then he takes a step off a cliff and dies. That's kind of how I look at where we're going right now. So I'm going to play this audio clip. This is Steve
Forbes. That was very cheery, Clay. Thank you for that.
That's how I look at it. I mean, so this is Steve Forbes. Okay, listen to what Steve Forbes said, and they'll say it in their own way, and we'll kind of break it down. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is considering a digital dollar. The implications for privacy and freedom are frightening.
It says frightening. That's Steve Forbes.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world.
This is the top academic scholar in the world, whatever that means about CBDCs. I would argue that Jay might be in that category as well. But Catherine Austin Fitz is introducing Richard Werner, professor, top expert on CBDCs. This is what he says.
Banking.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. And it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
It's like the size of a piece of rice goes under your skin. Okay.
Tucker Carlson. See, if that happens, we're done.
Tucker Carlson just said CBDCs, if that happens, we're done.
So
this is Glenn Beck.
Might have missed what happened Wednesday afternoon at the Fed.
Most people did.
But they started their CBDC.
Okay.
Maybe we should start having the conversation of, gosh, this looks like the mark of the beast.
COVID.
This is Yuval Noah Harari, the right-hand man of Klaus Schwab, praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates. Yuval Noah Harari. You see him on TED Talks, New York Times, MIT. Here he is.
It accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, even in democratic countries, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
And several central banks have...
Richard Warner again.
Like the Bank of England, already prepared their microchip implant, RFID chip, to be implanted under your skin. And why is the sudden discussion about universal basic income from all the grassroots and inverted commas movements and billionaires? Oh, universal basic income is the bribe for you to accept the microchip.
Universal basic income is the bribe to get you to accept the microchip. That's Richard Warner.
Yep.
The third way we think CBDC can improve financial inclusion.
This is Bo Lee, the current managing director of the IMF. His former job, I can't make this up, his last job was working as the deputy governor of the People's Bank of China.
Is through what we call programmability.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccine.
Steve Kerr speaking.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally plain.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
This is Klaus Schwab explaining what's in the shots.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
So that's my sound clips. Now, Jay is a historical man on a mission, so I'm excited to learn from him. But I just wanted to insert people in their own words describing central bank digital currencies.
Yeah, what are your thoughts in the historical context of what you know from the words of the elites?
Those are perfect clips to show the continuity of the agenda for at least 100 years. I mean, we can go back further to the 1800s. You had certain philosophers and writers throughout Europe positing the idea of creating a panopticon society. You have Jeremy Bentham. You have some of the founders of sociology, Auguste Comte. Some of the Illuminists like St. Just, and they thought if we could have a perpetually surveilled society, then we would have a society completely under control. And by controlling everything, literally every area, every hour, every minute of everybody's lives, we could then train human beings to operate in a certain way. It's a kind of operant conditioning. And so when we get into the early, from 1800s to 1900s, the turn of that century there is really where things shifted. And you had Fabian socialists in the UK positing very similar ideas and blending it with Marxism to the degree that what we could have now is a society that the state would run everything. The state would control, inheritance taxes. Some of the Fabians were the first to pass inheritance taxes, following along with the Communist Manifesto, which basically said the same thing. And the idea is that all commerce has to be tracked and traced because that's a degree to which human beings have and exercise freedom. Freedom of commerce is, I would say a fundamental right that we have. But the idea here is that the state has to be in control of all of that. And you can't have people accruing their own capital because that allows them to have sovereignty. It allows them to have their own power. And in a society that, runs on some form of money, attaining capital, attaining savings is a form of power. And so it's obviously connected with private property as well. It is a form of private property. It's money. It's storing energy. And the technocrats were perceptive enough to realize that we would have to get rid of any possibility of people having savings or accruing private capital. And they were the first to posit in the 1920s and 30s that the money that you accrue on this weekly or monthly or yearly, however they want to dole out the UBI, it goes away. And they're actually talking about this now that the CBDCs, whatever they roll out, whatever you get in terms of this UBI, it won't stay. And that means you have to spend it. Bertrand Russell, he actually says in his writings, if you look at Scientific Outlook and if you look at Impact of Science on Society, he says that when this dictatorship gets in place, the credits will go away. And that's to completely control you. H.G. Wells, New World Order, Open Conspiracy says exactly the same thing. He says that when this rolls out, this will be the best complete control mechanism for all global economics. And so that's what the CBDC is this 100-year-old plan that is now rolling out. And again, it's the same power structure that set up IMF, set up World Bank, set up Davos, set up Bilderberg. All of that was set up by the people that set up the United Nations. And we're behind this technocratic Fabian socialist move.
Yeah, well said. Really well said. And you did that so concisely. Nice. Yeah, it really puts that into context, at least for me, I would think. What are your thoughts on that, Clay?
Well, you know, the what he's saying, what Jay's saying from a historical perspective is very, very accurate. And if you listen to his long form interviews, he gets really into the details of it. And what I would like to do is just sort of take and give you something you can Google, like six things you can Google real quick that'll show that what he is saying is true. It's the 100 year plan or more has been culminating in these technologies. And so I encourage everyone just to type in the following today. Type in CBDC MIT. So the first thing, CBDC MIT. MIT was developing a central bank digital currency. You can look it up, CBDC MIT. That same MIT lab was developing what's called the quantum dot. What? So the same MIT lab that's developing the central bank digital currencies is the same lab that's developing the quantum dot. Third, look up CBDC Quant, the name of the currency. So that I guess we won't pick up on a pattern. It's called the Quant, because if they call it the quantum dot currency, we probably would catch on. But for a perpetually distracted culture that can't seem to pay attention because of all of the distractions that were created to distract people, people can't seem to see the connection. So they call it Quant. People are like, I don't see a connection. But I did talk to a guy yesterday, a man I call an Oklahoma. He's from Oklahoma, and he's a homie, Oklahoma, and he kind of looks like Jay. He's got a mustache. He has a full beard. You know, the kind of guy you want to trust, the kind of guy that wears the hat, the facial hair. You can kind of trust this guy. And he's a buddy of mine who doesn't listen to Jay, doesn't listen to me, doesn't listen to us, but he votes conservative. He says to me, man, I'll tell you what, I was looking up the CBDCs and that seems like that's connected to that quant. And I'm going, yeah, it's the same thing. The quantum dot is literally the people that the MIT lab that made the quantum dot is the same lab that made the CBDCs. And they were third funded by Epstein and Gates. So Epstein and Gates funded the same MIT lab that made the quantum dot and that made the CBDCs. And that technology is called the Quant, and the supercomputer that powers up CERN. CERN is located on top of the former Temple of Apollo, aka the bottomless pit. So Revelation 9:11, open up your Bible, Revelation 9:11. CERN is located on top of the former bottomless pit, and the supercomputer that powers up CERN is called the quantum computer. And now the whole Earth is connected with this 5G technology. I would call it the pentagram technology, because five is penta, G is gram. And all of this allows, if you have the shots inside your body, your body now both sends and receives signals via a media access code that connects to the 5G. And then luciferase biosensors, you've probably seen purple street lights everywhere. People are going, purple street lights, 5G towers. Why is it when we started lockdowns, the 5G towers went up? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because they're building, when you see a 5G tower, you need to see almost like a virtual prison tower. They're building, and Jay can probably describe it more succinctly, but they're describing, they're creating kind of like a technological open air prison where you can't buy or sell without putting the quantum technology under your skin. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. I would just add also for people who, you know, want to see the hard evidence connecting all of this, they've now released the study from Massachusetts Amherst showing that 6G can leverage human power, human energy for power. So they're now showing the direct interface between human electromagnetic conduction and the 6G technology. And this was a public study released from Massachusetts Amherst University. Yeah.
There's another good source that helps tie what Clay's saying together, which if you look up the famous Satanist Colonel Michael Aquino, he had a paper that he wrote together with another colonel, and it's called From Mind War to Psy War. And I it's not that long. It's about 18 pages. I highly recommend people read that, and particularly read the footnotes as well, because if you look in the footnotes, Aquino talks about the weaponization of basically all the biosphere. And he talks about how human cells are kind of like antennae, and they can receive and transmit frequencies. And he says that in order to attack the population kind of on a mass level, and that's kind of what he was a big advocate of depopulation and all these kind of Club of Rome austerity measures. You'll notice that what we're saying here is not new. This is actually an older plan that they've known about for a long time, which is to take that technology of the human, basically human beings or antennas, and turn them into like walking, living kind of like Wi-Fis. There's actually a movie that is, I think it's based on this, maybe it's not a Stephen King story, I can't remember. It's called Cell, not The Cell with J-Lo, but it's called Cell. It's got John Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson in it. In that movie, they're altering people's frequencies in order to make them into transmitters and emitters of signals, but make them basically walking zombies, more or less. So, I mean, that's a crazy Hollywood presentation of it, but it's not too far off the mark, because if you read the last few chapters of Klaus's Fourth Industrial Revolution, that's actually what he says in that last section of the book. He says that when we bring in Skynet, what needs to happen is that Skynet needs to interlink with the Internet of Things, which is everything coded in nanotech, but not just objects. It's also people. The people are transformed in terms of their, you know, their cells, their DNA and so forth, to become basically living, walking emitters and transmitters of Internet data. And so that's the end goal of this. That's why Klaus says in that clip, "We will change the DNA. We will change you from the inside out," right? It's not just about changing the way we think or changing money systems. It's about changing ultimately the whole biosphere. And if I recall, I don't have the book with me, but if I recall, he even says something like eventually terraforming and, you know, like geoengineering and changing the planet. There's a whole section in there as well.
Yeah, well, I would add two things to that. Certainly, which I think both of you are familiar with Charles Lieber and his patents, and he does have a patented technology on optogenetics as well as sound frequency altering cells. So that would be right in line with what you're saying.
Thank you, Charles.
We definitely have him to thank, the nanotech king. And then the other thing is that there are some scientists who have been talking about DNA being, you know, that Watson and Crick were kind of falsely handed this Nobel Prize. And they've talked about how DNA is really an antenna signal. And so, yeah, there are a couple of scientists who have done some research and writings on that.
Well, I want to play this real quick because this was on the 23rd of December. 2021, the eve of Christmas Eve. Some would call it Festivus. But this is, I want to hit play here. I want people to listen to what Fox News reported about Charles Lieber. You mentioned Charles Lieber, and I immediately thought, oh, I got to play this. This is reporting on Charles Lieber and his 66 patents. He was paid $50,000 a month by the Chinese government that we know about. He was also funded heavily by the Epstein Gates connections to make this technology that allows humans to both send and receive signals via 5G in other ways as well. Listen to how the Chinese government is using his technology. Listen to this.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
And that's only concerning when you think about the fact there's RNA modifying nanotechnology injected into people via the syringes. So I just would like to say, although I have kind of a hard break today, I want to give people just four quick resources. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I have a button there that I didn't want to make, that I never thought I would make, but it's there. You click there. And it says 5G. You go to timetofreeamerica.com. It's a 5G button. And you can read all about the luciferase. You can read the patents. The patents are all there. The receipts, the evidence about the luciferase biosensors, the RNA modifying nanotechnology. It's heavy on the patents. So if that helps you. And then there's video clips so you can see that. The second thing is, if you come to the Reawaken America tour, and I'd love to at some point, Jay, talk to you offline about having you come join us, because I try to get people on the stage that people would never previously listen to. And that's kind of that's my secret system. So people show up and they go, Jim Brewer, I'm here to see Jim Brewer. I meet people because I shake their hands and I greet people when they get there at 6 a.m. And then I ask them on the way out, because I'm usually there greeting people on the way out, you know, like the people at Disney that survey you or something. I'm always asking, how was it? How was day one? How was it? And people go, oh my gosh, I had no idea about any of this. I just came to see Jim Brewer. Or I had no idea. I just came to see Sean Foyt do a praise and worship concert. So I try to get people on the stage. So we're going to Nashville, trying to get people on the stage that are sharing the truth that you probably don't know. You two probably know, but most people don't know. So I would encourage people. We have 71 confirmed speakers to Nashville, Tennessee, January 20th and 21st. We continue to let people name their price. To what end? People always say, you know, why do we do these things? Probably the same reason Alex Jones does what he does. Probably the same reason why Jay does what he does. Probably the same reason, Courtney, you do what you do. We're just trying to save America, trying to save humanity. So you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can name your price. January 20th and 21st. We have 24 tickets remaining right now. Actually, 23 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour, Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a little ticker here. 23 tickets left for that. That's January 20th and 21st. Third resource, you are looking for a job that doesn't require you to put RNA modifying nanotechnology under your skin. You can find those jobs for free at timetofreeamerica.com. And fourth, if you want a COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption, I've got a network of pastors that we've assembled that are signing those. And if you work in a mid-size company, even up to what I would consider mid-large, like 500 employees or less, most employers will accept those COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. If you work for the government, I can't help you. But if you're a business that's privately owned, by and large, the businesses don't want to fight you in the court system. So they'll go ahead and accept those religious vaccine exemptions. And if you say, what is the religious justification? Open your Bible to Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. Open your Bible up to Daniel. You don't want to mix the miry clay with the iron. Show them the patents you can find there at timetofreeamerica.com and just say, I object to changing my body. And you can show them the patents that show that, and you can show them the video clips that do that. And we're that's really my call to action today.
Fantastic. I will just add to that. The argument I hear a lot, the counter argument is, oh, they're just patents. That doesn't mean that they're using that technology. But yes. When do they do this? Patents are not cheap. They're not easy to get. When do they go through this extensive process to spend all of this time, money, and resources?
Jay can talk about this extensively, but Luciferians have a habit of telling people in advance what they're going to do.
They do.
And then they do it. And then usually the world finds out what was done decades after it was done. So they usually say, we're going to do it.
Totally.
And then they do it. And then two decades later, if the world ever does get the real history through great historians like Jay, then they hear, oh, that's what they did to us. Oh, that's what that war was about. Oh, that's why Switzerland was neutral. Oh, okay. You know, so, I mean, that's what happens.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Jay?
No, great comments. I mean, again, everybody needs to read that Mind War to Psy War if you want to understand the Satanists, explicit Satanists in the government who kind of studied and weaponized this technology. Read that document. I mean, Aquino was a Luciferian by explicit admission. And it's sort of like there's a declassified document right there telling you that they weaponized, cell technology to attack the population. So, I mean, everything Clay says, correct.
Hey, my only final thing here before I have to go, I'm so sorry, is nothing to worry about. But we are bringing Ukrainian troops now onto U.S. soil. You know, the same Ukraine that is in this bogus war where Zelensky has a spiritual advisor right now by the name of Marina Abramovich. Marina Abramovich rolled out a reverse wailing wall that Zelensky loves. And we've given over $100 billion to Ukraine, which is more than the annual budget of the entire Russian military. The same Ukraine that's the home of the money laundering and the corruption of the Bidens. That Ukraine is sending their soldiers right now to the United States for training. Nothing to worry about. Don't worry about that. It's only disturbing if you think about it. And get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.